ध्यानञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरते गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय भक्त्याविहीनाय अपराधलक्ष्यै चेत्ताश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना वन्दे नमस्ते चरणारविन्दम्। My thousands and thousands of dandat pranam, sashtang dandat pranam, in the lotus feet of mine. Gurudev Nitya Lila Pravishthong Vishnu Parshila Bhakti Prajnan Kesava Goswami. And same to my Shiksha Guru Nitya Lila Pravishthong Vishnu Parshila Bhakti Vedan Swami Maharaj. I told in morning that how Srila Bhakti Siddhan Saraswati Goswami and Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur wanted that the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the mission of Rupa Goswami should spread over the whole world. And one arm of a very long, very powerful arm of Srila Prabhu Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur came to all eastern and western countries and very soon he preached everywhere. How he wrote so many books, how he established so many preaching centers everywhere. And in very soon, oh, he preached his mission to whole world from one end to another. I know that you are anyhow in that family, having any touch from that high class of Mahapurush. World cannot repay him. But he has some mission, an object of the life. And he wanted to give it to whole world. The problem is that all the beings of the world, they want happy in their life, peace and tranquility in their life. They don't want to test sufferings and sorrow. Always they want happiness. But they are not relishing happiness. Always suffering, problem. Oh, we cannot save ourselves by old age, by death. So many problems in life. But in the root of all causes, all the suffering signs, sorrow, there is something. And then that is why he came to all these places to say this mission, that how very easy we can be happy forever. There must be some object of our life. First we should decide our object of life, how we can be happy. And then we should decide the process by which we can be happy. Not that first we should decide our process and then our life of God. That is not the process. First we should know. Who am I? We should know. That Sanatana Goswami as a question to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who am I? Why all these problems coming? And how we can solve? You read Chaitanya Charitamrita. You know all these things. There are so many aims and objects of the life, and there are so many ways and process to have. I know that in this world. Now the most big problem, how to make money and to maintain our life. Very big problem. Being a devotee even, we think that if money is not there, we cannot survive. We think. He came, Swamiji, and told that this is not problem. Actual problem is there, not here. In this world, you cannot be rich than Ravana. In Lanka, he has so many, all the places in Ravana, all the abodes of the, all palatial buildings, and everything was of gold and diamonds and so on. He was never satisfied. Oh, you know Hiranyakashipu? You cannot be like Hiranyakashipu. He has a boon that he will not die in day, in night, in any month, in any year, not in day, in night, not in sky, not in earth, not in water, even anywhere, and any day, in any day, also that, or any creature, any animal, any man who is created by Brahma, no, they cannot kill. By any weapon or any, and Brahma gave him, everyone. And what became? When he was quarreling with his son, he was in right path, and he wanted to give so many instructions to follow. Big problem for him. And Nrisimhadev came in a moment and finished him, not in day, not in night, not in sky, not in heaven, anywhere. Not in a month, not in a year. What was that? Is leap year. Not in under, within any house, not outside, on the door, or not sky, not earth, no any weapon, or very, very big, big nails. In a moment, he could not understand. So you are not stronger like him, not rich man like Ravana and all others. But even we want, and we know that, if there is no money, no wealth, then we cannot survive. But this is quite wrong. You know, Sukadeva Goswami, you know Shankar, always naked. Sukadeva Goswami, no need. Because they know that if cloth will come, any garment, then it will be mala,
dirty.
And again, I will want any soap and thus, and then money and then. Anything he did, only naked. No requirement at all, no need of money, and he was happy. But you are not in that condition. Because you have no faith in bhakti so much. You have little, very little. That Krishna bhakti can give anything you require. And that if there is chintamani, a desire stone in your hand, do you need anything extra? It can give you so much wealth. No need of collecting gold and diamond and money. So this name is more powerful. It can give any wealth. It can give liberation. It can give the servant of Vaikunthanath Narayan more Dwarkadhis and more to Krishna. But we are not so good. So we should try to realize who am I and what are our problems, what is the aim and the object of life. We have heard that we are eternal servant of Krishna. We have heard. Then we should also more hear with a strong faith, we are eternal servant of Krishna. So if we are not attaining this and not serving Krishna, we cannot be happy. How we can return to Him? Only by the process of bhakti. Then what is bhakti? We know something. Oh, to take any flower offering and offer Radha and Krishna Mahaprabhu. But it is not only bhakti. Oh, we should chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. It is also something. But we should know the science behind this. So first we should know what is called bhakti, what is going on. Oh, tentatively you should hear. So, it has written in epics, Vedas, Upanishads, Srimad Bhagavatam. The love and affection for Krishna is bhakti. But Rupa Goswami, knowing the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he made it very good, complete definition of bhakti. There were so many definitions of bhakti, also in Srimad Bhagavatam, also in Narada, Pancharatna, Parashar, so many. But he made a complete definition. And what is that? Anya abhilashitasya jnana karma adhyana pratam anukullena krishna anushila bhakti ruttama. You should not try to know the meaning. What is the meaning? Now we should know anukullena krishna anushilanam bhakti ruttama. Only bhakti, not uttama. In favorable way, if you are in the foreign, the activities of all, body, mind and soul, even modes, high class of modes, and we are serving Krishna. But there are some worldly desires. Like Dhruva, he worshipped Krishna, he chanted the mantra of Krishna, and in such a way it is very hard for us to do, to follow. He never took in 6 months, especially in 4 months, no air, no water, nothing. He was in trance. It is very difficult for him. For a moment we cannot. But he did. He was chanting Krishna, Vasudeva Krishna, Narayan. It is bhakti somewhat. Anukullena Krishna Anushilanam. There is something that he chanted that mantra. But not pure bhakti. Not pure. Why? He has a desire for sense gratifications. He wanted a big kingdom like his father and to fulfill his desire. And that is why he did. And he had a darshan of his worshipful deity Narayan. And he told, yes, I have given this full to you. Not only a kingdom like your father, but whole universe I have given to you. And you can taste for 6,000 of years you will test this. But a miracle will be there. When he saw his worshipful deity Narayan, he thought that, oh, what mistake I have done? Why I wanted this? If my deity is there, everything will come automatic, this wealth, and I'll be happy forever more than this. And he was regretting why I did. Then a aerial voice came, don't worry, after 36,000 of year, oh, you'll have my bhakti. But not so high level of bhakti, you know. So he was doing chanting, remembering, doing kirtan also, but his bhakti was inferior. Mixed his worldly desires, covered with gyan and vairagya. So it is not uttama, it is kanishtha, more lower than kanishtha. So his bhakti is not like what Rupa Goswami has given in his. Now you can decide yourself, taking that barometer and keep it here and see that, oh, what we are doing. We are doing kirtan, but give him preference more to make money, to business. We are so much involved in material activities. Then one devotee wants to be 2 days with me in our association, but he has no time. If he is here, his factory will be stopped. So many problems. So he is bound to go, return. But for Sukadeva Goswami, for Nityananda Prabhu, for Rupa Sanatan, have they any business? Only business, this. Everywhere going, Hari Katha Malli. They have no problem. So we have made our traps. And never we know that our father was, he was millionaire. But he is not happy, I see, I realize. But even we want the same. What is this? It meaning that we have no faith on name. We have no faith in bhakti or something. Oh, my job should go away well. My business should be well. And also some Krishna name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. When I will have time, a little time, almost. That is. When you will realize a test will come, a little test will come for bhakti. Then you will decide your goal. What is your goal? And how to? That Rupa Goswami and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu and Sanatana Goswami. And in last, Raramananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu. The goal is fixed there. But we don't want to follow it. This is the problem. Due to high class of association. So, the grade of the devotees is divided into 100 and 1,000 classes, degrees. Those who are nearer to this definition of bhakti, they are higher, gradually going higher. So we are seeing that something is there in Dhruva. He served, and after that he became a king. Powerful, but he was not happy. Oh, what mistake I've done. So Prahlad Maharaj is more superior because he is somewhat nearer to this definition. Always we should consider this slow. But we cannot think. We can think more and more in good association. If no association, definition you cannot understand. Now you can come to Prahlad Maharaj. He was certainly, no doubt, he was Bhagavatam. He was realized soul. Nrisimhadev told, "Oh, I am very worried for you. I made late. I would have come before this. Your father has made so much trouble. Oh, you can come and sit here, not standing like my friend. You can come. I invite you. You should come. And if very near. Oh, there is a seat here. Oh, you should come." So, they are coming to Prahlad. No doubt. Oh, here. Any seat? Oh, yes, sir. Okay. You should give. You should take it. Please. Yeah. Very good. Naam. Okay.
Now come to Prahlad.
Prahlad Maharaj. No doubt he was Bhagavat. How he was Bhagavat? He prepared in atom of air, in particles of water, in every soul, everybody, everywhere, in animals, in cows, in infants, in hogs and pigs, in dogs. Everywhere he was what? Feeling that, oh, my worshipable is there. Supreme powerfulality of Godhead is there. He used to feel. He has all the qualities what a devotee should have. Very humble, very merciful, very gentle, very smooth. So he never made any offense or anything, neglected any jeev, even an ant or even grasses. All the qualities were there. But what was defect? No defect, but degree of or that same Anya Vilashita Shri. What was that? Jnani Bhakta means not Nirvisheshvadi. That God is nothing, God has no shape, no quality, no power, nothing. Not this. Or it has been rejected before. It is an offense. Jnani Bhakta, in Gita it has been told, Bhavna Yamanante Vasudeva Sharmam Iti. He was in this theory. So, but there was thing that his worshipable God had no appetite. No appetite. No thirst. He never becomes tired, so no use of mercy. No water, because there is no. And no paraphernalia, nothing to offer him, because he is self-satisfied. How to serve him? Has he served Nrisimhadev? What service he did? Oh, he came in the lap of Nrisimhadev for a moment. And after what became had he served? He is seeing that everywhere my worship is there. In everywhere. Very high class of devotee. But this is defect. He cannot serve. He can take service from him, his worshipability. Nrisimhadev wanted to give him any boon, and he told that I am not a business person, that I will worship you. And then any boon? Then he told that, oh, I know that you are of class, but even I want some. Then he told that, oh, please forgive my father. Why he asked? Why he asked? And then he told even that, oh, I want that whole world, all the life, living entity, they should serve you, and their fruits of bad activities I will be from less and less births. Oh, this is very high class of thought. But even he cannot serve. Oh, you can proceed more. He was Jnani Bhakta. If he will see Krishna even with his flute, he will see that, oh, he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Oh, Prabhu, be merciful to me, he will tell. He cannot serve like Hanuman. He cannot serve like friends of Vrindavan. There is something fear here. This is the problem. That he is higher and lower. This will pain him. So he cannot embrace Krishna. So, now you should proceed to Hanuman. He is called Premi Bhakta. Ambarish Maharaj. Pure Bhakta. How? His worshipable deity, his God. Who is he? In the land of Raja, Mathura. In Mathura, the king is Krishna. He was worshipping Krishna. And he did fast for Ekadasi and Dwadasi only to increase his bhakti in Krishna. Always thinking, what? The lotus feet of Krishna. Pachansi Gunan Varanane. So, you know all these things. He used his all senses to serve Krishna by all his senses. Always. He had no time to see any problem in this world. Never a problem came. So always engaged his all senses in Krishna service there. He wants to offer. He wants to serve. He never sees that, oh, my God is like Prahlad Maharaj. More something. So he is pure bhakta. Though he is not liberated, Prahlad Maharaj is liberated. He is Mahabhagavat, Prahlad Maharaj. And still he is not Mahabhagavat. But his object of the life is more superior than Prahlad Maharaj. Krishna himself. Prahlad Maharaj is not any special, not any special worshipable, like God. But he is like Krishna. But in low scale. But even he has no desire at all. He has obtained up to mood. Mood is very difficult. Very difficult. Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Ashakti, Bhav. If anyone can attain Bhav, he cannot appreciate. Very rare for examples, Bharat Maharaj and Chitraketu, Jai Vijay like. But they are not fallen. You should not think that they are deviated. Oh, by the wish of Krishna they did it. For the example to say it for whole world. But they were not fallen souls. Chitraketu, though he became Vritrasura, but in that mood also, though he was a demon, and his brain so that Indra cannot touch his mood. Like gopis. So, we should know that. Ambarish Maharaj, actually, his mood is more higher, his bhakti is more higher than Prahlad Maharaj. But you should know that Prahlad Maharaj is himself, or liberated soul. But his mood of bhakti, oh, Ambarish Maharaj is higher. Then, come to Hanuman. Oh, who is Hanuman? What doing? Engaging all his senses in the service of Ram, you see? Prahlad Maharaj could not. And Ambarish, he likes but not received yet. He wants to engage his all senses and everything, but he could not engage. Oh, after mood, when prema will come, and when he will be liberated, then he can do something. But Hanuman is liberated soul from beginning. And he is serving Ram in what way? You know? By tan, by mind, by soul, by modes, by all senses. He has no wife, he has not married. From beginning, you know. No problem. Always. He cannot tolerate any problem between he and Ram. Never. Once, when Ram returned from Lanka, defeating and killing Ravan, he came, and all the monkeys and all the associates were there. Oh, reward is given to all. Ram gave everything to his those who helped him, Lanka. And he has nothing now to give. And Hanuman was only remaining. He was looking towards Sita. Sita knew that he wants that I should give something to Hanuman. So very precious necklace given by Janak Maharaj at the time of Marishad. And he took it off and gave in the neck of Hanuman. Hanuman was in curiosity, what is this? And he took one of that. And he was monkey, and he got crushed. And he was looking anything there. Gradually he crushed all the, and he was doing so, and Ram was just smiling. What are you? What are you doing? It was so precious. And Sita was also. What are you doing? Then Ram asked, why you are breaking all these jewels? He told, I was looking in them, that if Ram is there, Ram. But never I found, so I useless all. Then anyone told, oh, in your heart Ram is there? Oh, you want to live? And at once he opened like a book and showed that everywhere, Ram, Ram. You know how he served? He took his life and soul on his hands and served Ram. Everywhere. So, he is very high class of, we can see that he is nearer to this slok or than even Prahlad Maharaj, Ambarish Maharaj also. After that you can come to Pandavas. What Pandavas doing? Hanuman sometimes wants that I should embrace Ram. But out of here he cannot do. He cannot sit on the bed of Ram. He cannot come in the night when he is with Sita. He cannot give remnants to Ram. These are so many defects. Why? Because his friendship is not like this. His bhakti is not like this. That he can embrace. Because he always fears that my Ram is Supreme Personality of Godhead, having so much affluences, so much powers. But he is merciful. Not that is. So Anukullena Krishna Anushilanam is here some defective. First we should know that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. This principle will come. But when a greed will come to serve Krishna as Vrajavasis, especially like Nanda Yashoda and friends, and more than this, like gopis, then what? Oh, you will have to subside this desire, this knowledge that Krishna is Supreme Personality of. Then you will have to only think that, oh, my Krishna is who? The friends of God. Oh, the controlled child of Nanda and Yashoda. He cannot turn over. He cannot take anything. He cannot even take the breast milk of Yashoda. Oh, Yashoda has to take it and give it. He becomes like ignorant Krishna even. And all the associates of Krishna and all the Brijvasi, all are more liberated than Narayan Lok. But what becomes? They know only that, oh, Krishna, beloved of gopis, son of Nanda Yashoda and friend of Brijvasi. No opulence, nothing, covered by yoga maya. Their opulence and also the opulence of devotee, knowing everything, is controlled by yoga maya. So love comes in Chaitanya Charitamrita. If any devotee is feeling that, oh, Krishna is supreme personality of all, this is the obstruction, wall between that devotees and Krishna. We'll have to forget this. But how you can forget? You cannot. Even Arjuna could not forget. Even Uddhava could not. Even Narada. But there is process that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought this one. So now we should. Swamiji told that Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. And he directed me to come and to tell that, oh, now you are high class of devotees, you should forget that Krishna is supreme personality. He is only the son of Yashoda. Nothing knowing, no opulence, nothing. He cannot even bring the sandal of Nanda Baba. Maharaj told that, oh my boy, bring. And he could, oh happy. He can take what to Giridhar with whole universe he can take and run. He can do. But yes, he is not. And Yashoda Ma, what doing? Controlling him, binding with mortar, with so many ropes. And she promised that, I will not take water unless I will bind you. And he binded. He came in the control. What is this? He never thought that Krishna has so much affluence and my son is supreme personality. Oh, due to yoga maya. And Krishna also, he never knows that I am Nanda. He never knows that I am supreme personality. Otherwise, prem will be disturbed. So, Pandavas are more superior than Hanuman. How? You know that Krishna has married his own sister Subhadra to Arjuna. Why? Oh, now he has come like brother. Like brothers. And he can sit with Krishna, Arjuna. Once he was sitting on the bed of Arjuna, Krishna, and he has kept his head on one side and Arjuna sleeping, keeping his another side, but same bed. Arjuna took the lotus feet of Krishna over his here and he was somewhat keeping his feet on his heart. And Krishna in the same time, the feet of Arjuna was on the back, on the heart of Krishna. One side, Rukmini Shatbhama were finding. Where? Towards Arjuna, feet. And Subhadra and Draupadi were chamering and doing so many things to Krishna feet. One side. And a sound was coming from the all force of his what? Krishna. Oh, when Narada came and they met time, and he was jumping. Oh, you are of only Pandavas, you are of Arjuna. And they are certainly more advanced. They are your most beloved. You know that Krishna, out of love and affection, and controlled by Arjuna, he drove his chariot. Always serving Arjuna in Mahabharata battle. Always. Sometimes speaking lie. Or sometimes. Why he did? Why? Out of love. So Pandavas are more superior than Hanuman. Black Hanuman. And one never comes in Braja out of fear. Then if any gopi will chastise Krishna, or thief, or like lampata, so many things. And if any gopi of Vrindavan will twist the ears of Krishna, what will be there? Or Hanuman cannot check it. He must do something. So he never comes to Vrindavan, out of Vrindavan. So you can realize the position of Pandavas. But Pandavas never went to Vrindavan. Who was sent to Vrindavan? He has more affection and love. He is more nearer to this Shloka. Always with Krishna. Even in Rukmini palace, he is with Krishna. Always serving. But what he wants, went to Vrindavan. Krishna sent him to Vrindavan. He told that, you should pacify my father and mother. They are lamenting so much for me. But moreover, you should pacify gopis. Who cannot be a moment without me? Anyhow, I have left them. I have come to Mathura. You should go and pacify them. Really, he never sent Uddhava to pacify gopis. For what? He was so merciful. He was lamenting alone in Mathura. And always, observing, thinking about gopis. But here no one was to pay. No one was here. And for gopis, if Radha is lamenting, oh Lalita Vishakha can help. Oh, why you are so sorry? Oh, Krishna is always here. So they can come so left and like gopis are there. But here, in Mathura and Dwarka, no one is to console Krishna. So he sent Uddhava, oh go and be admitted in the school of gopis. Where high class of love and affection are taught. If you are admitted, and you will realize, you will be hearing gopis, then your love and affection will be high. And then you will return and you will discuss with me, and we will talk about otherwise. So Uddhava went, and when he saw the love and affection so high, like mountain, and he thought, oh, how high is the love and affection of Gopi and Nanda and Maharaj. He never felt like this. Time is very short, I'm telling you, very brief. Very interesting thing, very interesting. You have not heard all this. I wanted to make you hear. This will solve your all problems, all sorrows, and it will bring you to your object. It will fix your object and life of it. And also it will fix the process how you see. So Uddhava went there and felt there. Oh, I'm like a, not like a dust even of the Gopis lotus feet. I want to be a lotus feet of, dust of the lotus feet of Gopis. Oh, I know that I cannot be. So he is praying, Vande Nanda Braja Istina, Pad Renum Abhikshamsa, Jasang Bharil Kato. I want to be any little, small grass even, that gopis will walk. Where what? To meet Krishna they are going, and luckily they have poured their feet on them. Dust was dust. So I want like this. I don't know that this fortunate will come in my life or not. But he's praying. Especially he's praying to the gopis of Nanda Baba palace. Bande Nanda Braja Istina. Padarenum Abhikshnasa. Life hence life. I'm praying. But from very distant, far away. Oh lotus dust. I want your mercy. That you should make me, you should touch me, that I can realize the love and affection of gopis. He made a object of the life like this, but he has to return from there. But we are like souls here. He was liberated. He was fixed in one mode. And for us, we are very fortunate to come in within 500 years of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We can have the association of exalted Vaishnava. Śrīla Prabhupāda Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, Śrīla Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, Śrīla Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj are not so, any soul of this world associates very high class. Mercifully they can to give their association to us. But how can we realize them? If I will come like Uddhava, from gopis he received eyes to see gopis. Only by the mercy of Krishna or his associates we can see like this. Now we have no eyes to see this. So we may chant and do all these things, but we should do in high class of association, hearing Harikatha from high qualified, elevated devotees, those who have no problem in this life. Only one problem, how to mix salvation. Oh Krishna, oh Krishna, 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 hey, Ram, 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 Keshava, Krishna, Keshava, Krishna, Keshava, Pahi, Ram, 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 Raksha. Why they are praying, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Ram Raghav, Ram Raghav, Rakshaman. What this problem there? Oh, separation mode is there. Oh, please give me darshan. Otherwise I will die. Pahimam, why Pahimam? I'm taking shelter. Oh, there is no way. You should give yourselves. Please take us to your abode, Golok Vrindavan, and give me shelter. Engage me in your service. So Mahaprabhu weeping. Nainam galadashrudhara vadanam gadagadaruddhaya gira pulakai nichitam babuhakada tavana. If you are chanting the name of Krishna and really our heart is not melted, tears not coming, or head not stirred, then you should know. Then my heart is more hard than even stone. They can melt, but my heart. So we have done so many wrong things, so many offenses. Oh Krishna, you are. Your name is more powerful. You have invested everything in your name. So please be merciful. With a prayer we should chant, we should remember. And always remember one shloka in the end, Tannama Rupa Jalaya. And try to read the explanation of Swamiji. Tomorrow you can hear the explanation. In morning class. When morning class?
7 o'clock.
7 to?
7:30.
So we should finish within 9 or 8. Because I will have to take medicine and then to. So positively, within 6 you should begin your kirtan. And then something like this. So many things, I have brought so many baskets. So many baskets from Vrindavan to distribute. But I want some devotees who are really wanting these things. Otherwise, I want to distribute with very small mulya.
Low price.
But if not, then I will take return to Vrindavan again. Like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told in Kashi, I brought so many fruits, so many what juice and what amrita,
nectar.
And if you are not taking, I will give you to a very less
price.
And if you are rejecting not taking, then what to do? I will take it, return back. So I have come by the order to fulfill the
thought of my Shiksha Guru and Guru. And if you are taking desiring to take, I'll give him very low price. And if not, I will return to my holy masters. Gaur Prama.
Do not
fall down. Only to face the desire of his Krishna, they are pretending, they are playing a role of falling down.
Ramahashna Sutta.
He was surely offended. Did not. Oh, there were so many realized persons more superior than Ramahashna Sutta in that council. All they stood up. Those who can teach Ramahashna, even they stood up. But he never. So he was cut to death, put to death.
Is Prahlad Maharaj attaining in any time in the future Braja fame?
He is fixed in him. He is liberated. But anyhow, he will come again to Narada Rishi. He was in the Om when Narada was instructing. But if he will come more associated, and then he will hear the love and affection of Gopi. Oh, then he may be qualified. And by two bodies, he will serve, and by one Nrisimhadev and by another he can. But very difficult.
You said that Amrish Maharaj was in Bhakti, but he has not attained frame. But he lived so long ago, still he hasn't attained frame up to now?
It has been possible. But no, it is not. Thank you. I pray my Gurudev and also my Shiksha Guru, sprinkle their mercies to you, that you should be higher devotees. And you can realize all these things.
Today you engaged me in picking up all of your books that have come from all the way from Singapore. So many books that are they're all here. There were so many obstacles, and I saw how the Daivi Shakti was cutting through the non-devotee's heart. And one of the books is Shower of Love and Controlled by Love, and I just saw that the energy was manifesting all the way through with so many obstacles, renting trucks, people's mistakes, so many things happened. And so all the books are here, so I beg all the devotees to please take as many as you can.
Prabhu, Rambija Prabhu, you and also try to distribute it. And also I request you all devotees to help me also how we can distribute books to others. If anyone is poor, you can give.
That's right.
Without price, left price. And from rich, or you can take it. So as a donation, anyhow you should remember. I want that you should collect these books and read also. Not only collection and selling and distributing. I request, as Swamiji has told, first go through the book. What nectar is there? You should realize yourself. And then distribute to others. Then it will be. And if you are only distributing books, not going deeply in the books, it may come, help you. Money will come, and he will keep more than half, 60%, 40%, or 20%, and 80% they will divide. They will keep in their pockets, and thus they will be going. So I request all that you should read Swamiji books, my books, and try to go in deep. If any question, you should ask your superiors. Thank you. You should do. Any kirtan?